بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Elders and dear brothers, every day we are hearing of janazas that are leaving our homes. Just last week alone in Masjid al-Hilal in the Qabristan we had 11 janazas. We see a whole section of it becoming full. Many of our musallis have left just early this morning. One of our musallis had passed away also, Brother Tanveer Wali. Allah Ta'ala make him maghfirat also, age 54. So from this year we can see that in reality, the dunya is a musafir khana. It is a B&B, bed and breakfast. And how much we have to spend our time in the masjid, connecting to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The only place we have of salvation is the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And we all are making dua that Allah Ta'ala take our ruh in the condition in sajda in the house of Allah. But away from the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. How much more effort we have to make every day for our neighbors, our friends, people of our locality, to connect them to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, connect them to the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we see in this year how many people have left. We never thought they would leave so quickly, but they are leaving one by one. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi is mentioned about him, who was a king of Balkh. One day sitting on his throne, the ministers around him, very busy, and somebody walks in, unknown person, a traveler. And he comes directly to the king. Doesn't know him, first time he's meeting him. And he says to the king, I'm looking for a motel. Overnight, I just want to stay the night only. So the king tells him, does this look like a motel or like a hotel? B&B. So he asks the king that possibly it could be one. So the king is very upset. He says, this is my palace. So he asks him that, who does he belong to? He said, he belongs to me. He said, before you, who was here? He says, my father. So he said, where is he now? He says, he's in the Qabristan, he's gone to the grave. He said, before him, who was he? He said, my grandfather. Where is he? He's gone to the Qabristan also. And before him, a great grandfather. Where is he? He's gone to the Qabristan. He said, that is the case and this is a motel. They all came and they went. Nobody stayed here forever. They all are passing through. So you're also going to pass through. This hit the heart. What you are saying is 100% correct. I cannot attach myself to any part of my dunya. Like this, he left his kingdom, abandoned all his royal clothing, put on a simple sack, went out looking for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has given us another day to look for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, he says that every day when we wake up in the morning, we are already walking our pul sirat for that day. We are walking our pul sirat for today. How I will fare today in regards to my salah, my iman, my a'mal, my taqwa. If I pass today sahih salamat with peace and safety in regards to my iman, my a'mal, my salah, my Quran, my dhikr, my da'wat, and I reach the night inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala with everything intact, he says, if you have to pass that night, inshallah, you will pass your real pul sirat on the day of Qiyamah. The bridge over the fire of Jahannam. So we have another day. When I must say, wake up in the morning and put in the GPS of our heart, today we know it's Sunday, many attractions. As you see, this is a silly season. Allah Ta'ala protect us. We find in the month of December, we have relatives that are coming to our warm Durban, so to say. And possibly avenues we haven't been to the entire year. Allah Ta'ala save us. But they will come possibly and they will say, we heard about a certain place, let's go. We haven't taken our children there before, we haven't been there before also. But in the spirit of that silliness of a holiday, Allah Ta'ala protect our taqwa, we'll go to those avenues. And those venues and those menus will open up. And what we had preserve the entire year, our family's haya and sharam, etc. Everything can be lost. Ulama are saying that 10-15 years ago, we were speaking to the awam and people about coming onto a'mal. Read this wazifa, read that dua, do this, do that. Protect your a'mal. Now we are telling the ummah, protect your iman. Protect your children's iman. It's become so dangerous out there that we don't know what the children are exposed to, what they are reading, who they are meeting with. Sometimes they went to Shiism, Qadianism, and different isms they are going towards. How much we should protect them? And we're giving them the gadgets, free rein. We don't know what they're doing behind the scenes. One alim was saying, that father and son comes to my program every month. Son also comes with the father. And then the son is now in varsity. Varsity friends tell the alim that this boy is coming to your majlis, but he's an agent of the Shias in the university. He's distributing the literature and the CDs. But under the guise of taqiyya, under the guise now to say that I'm not a Shia, he comes to different programs. Father doesn't know also what my son is doing behind the scenes. How important for us to start ta'lim in our homes, dear brothers, to read to our children the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So important. Lama said, the simple ta'lim you are making in our homes every day, the 6 hours, 7 hours in a day our children are spending, it's such an environment that takes them towards kufr and no iman. 6, 7 days, that this is doing it, that is doing it, science is doing, geography is doing, and everything else. Ulama say, yes, they should learn these things. Learn science, but don't divorce Allah. Allah does it. Science will teach you how Allah Ta'ala works. Geography, the qudrat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But they thought otherwise. For 6, 7 hours every day, how much they are getting about Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that is going into their ears, into their hearts. You see that the ta'lim at home, those that are doing it in their homes, reading the simple kitab, Fazal al-A'mal, a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this kitab has made millions into friends of Allah, to awliya. So today, more than important than in the past, now we have to make ta'lim in the home. The ta'lim in the masjid, my dear brothers, is so important. That 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, ta'lim is taking place. These are big doses we are getting of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we find a simple ta'lim taking place in the masjid, ulama say that the person that is reading is saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and is quoting almost the exact words that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said. Muhaddiseen explain, when you sit in the halqa of ta'aleem, is like you are sitting in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As if he is there right now and he is speaking to you. The direct effect, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, when he was teaching a hadith in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the students say, we saw Imam Malik's color changing. What is happening to him? But he finished the entire sabak and daras of hadith. Because these were the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Malik was born in 94 Hijri. Very close to the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. You see, after he finished the halqa of ta'alim, he told one of the students, they just pick up my kurta. When they look at the back of his kurta, there was a scorpion that was biting at him. But the effect he took from the ahadith, because I'm sitting in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these are all imani boosters. So there are avenues for us to boost our iman every day, for ourselves, our wives, our children. So we have to exploit these avenues. Because I don't know myself, tonight I may be in the qabr. Then the question will be put, Mar Rabbuk, Ma Deenuk. Then who is your Rabb? What is your Deen? What do you have to say about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If I sat in the halqa of ta'alim and I heard the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and that will come into my heart. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. And as much as we can, ulama explain, as Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi had a habit. Once one of his travels, he was in Delhi, and after 2-3 days, he called all his qafala, his satis and his friends around him, he called them. And he told them that we are here 3 days in this locality, I have made so many khatam to the marhum of the qabristan of Delhi. Hazrat, where you got the time? He said, we have come to visit the live, living people. Don't forget the marhumin, the dead people also. He says, every day I take out time to at least read one Quran. He said, how come? One Quran? He said, 3 quls. 3 times Surah Ikhlas, reward of one Quran. And every day I send so many Qurans like this to those people in the Qabristan, in the cemetery, in the graveyard. So take our time also. Don't forget those in the Qabristan. Within 2-3 generations time, we will be forgotten also. Nobody will remember us. How much we can do in our lifetime, my dear brothers, we can do now. Just to conclude, one example ulama give. That a person in his lifetime, do as much as I can, because 2-3 generations down, I will be forgotten. Nobody will remember me. As our ustaz says, that after every salah, take our time to make 2 categories of people. Make dua for our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents. And those above also. And take